And welcome back to Purple Passion. Brett Harris, Brad Jackson, Kyle Richardson, and Kadri Ismail. In our Twitter question this week, which team do the Ravens want to avoid in the playoffs? And we saw both these teams on Thanksgiving, New England or Houston, who, of course, the Ravens lost to earlier this year.
I'm always a guy that you want to face the team that you've beaten before. And right now, I think New England is that team that they last year have good memories of. Houston, I don't think they have such good memories of them. Houston matches up better against the Ravens. I would rather see New England.
I'd rather the game be here at home at AT&T Bank Stadium.
And it wouldn't matter. Don't have to go on the road. All right, let's get to our playoff pick'em of the current NFC division leaders. Mm-hmm. Which one ends up with the number one seed? The Giants, the Packers, the Falcons, or the San Francisco 49ers?
As the number one seed?
As the number one seed.
I'm going to roll the dice and say the Falcons. I mean, I know
they've got a couple
game lead right now.
It's not about jumping on their bandwagon. I think that they're ready to play. I think that they're a season team that they're tired of losing in the playoffs.
All right, AFC side, which one of these teams will get the number one seed? New England, Houston, here Baltimore, or the Denver Broncos?
I think Houston.
I think Houston, even though they have a tough schedule, I think Houston will probably still be able to hold on to it. And they have the tiebreaker over us with the
right.
loss.
And the Ravens going to have to keep pace with the win this week as
exactly.
well. All right, the teams, which one of these teams will get the number one pick in the upcoming draft? Kansas City and Jacksonville, one win right now. Cleveland, Carolina, two wins right now. Philly sitting there with three. What do you think?
Jacksonville just showed life last week, so I'm going to have to say Kansas City might be the one there.
That's a fun race to watch.
I'm going to say Andy Reid is going to get fired because they're going to just continue to implode, so I'm going to say Philly.
Every coach fired today after Thanksgiving.
Fire ball!
This is Black Friday for real.
Fire you.
Two spots open in the AFC for the wild card playoff race. Miami, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Indianapolis. Pick two of these guys.
I'm going with the AFC North. I'm going Pittsburgh and Cincinnati.
I agree with that.
Oh, the sweep.
I'm going to do the same.
I don't know. Pittsburgh, Miami. I think Tannehill. Holy mother of pearl. That dude is playing.
Cincinnati's coming on. I think they can get in with four wins.
I think they will too.
Four more wins.
I think it's going to be just
all right. And two open spots on the NFC side for the wild card. Pick two of these. Chicago, Tampa Bay, Minnesota, Seattle, New Orleans, and Washington now with the five wins. But
Minnesota, Seattle, for me, easily.
I'm going New Orleans and Chicago.
Now I'll go Chicago, Tampa Bay myself.
Chicago has no offensive line to speak of.
Chicago has not to go any further.
Jay Cutler is a little skeptical.
Just pick the favorites. All right, we're going to talk a little Hall of Fame. Article this week in Pro Football Talk about Ray Guy. Should kickers be in the Hall of Fame?
Man,
we have
a
kicker
question.
Here, right? Ray Guy, who said, quote, "We got some stupid people who don't understand." He wants in the hall. He was a first-round pick, seven-time Pro Bowler.
Look,
should Ray Guy be in the hall?
He's been on the ballot almost every year. He doesn't get to that final round. Does he? I think yes. I think he should be, and I think it's because of the way the game has progressed. Even in his day, he was light years ahead of everybody else in the punting aspect. It goes back to what Bill Belichick's question this week also, which is, what's the criteria? Is it based on stats? Is it based on the time that you're actually out there playing in your position? I think the punting and the kicking position, specialist, Brad, anybody that was a specialist
now you're saying long snappers should be in Hall of Fame as well.
I mean, what a good question. What if you go 20 years and don't have one bad snap?
But that's what's saying the criteria. We had this conversation.
Trey Junkin did that.
He was a long snapper for a long time. But I just think the criteria, I know the media gets involved in this. I think it should be former players that actually competed against these players that have a bigger vote as far as who goes in the Hall of Fame. We know that Mr. Modell, God rest his soul, should be in the Hall of Fame, and he's not there because of certain members of
the
media. So the politics and the criteria, I think those things need to be established. I mean, we have a criteria here to be in the Ravens Ring of Honor. Certain things that you have to, achieve as a Raven in order to be considered for that, and I think there should be the same thing for the Hall of Fame.
You bring up Bill Belichick, Q. What about Adam Vinatieri, who won a couple Super Bowls, has been a great kicker, clutch, championships?
I think that's one of the things you look at. If there is a criteria, why don't you go ahead and put people into categories as far as ownership, contributors to the game, special teams, then offense, then defense. Make it along those lines rather than just some broad spectrum. You vote certain guys down, and then you're having your final guys.
Terry, I think he's going to be your guy. It's going to get in.
Well, I tell you right now, I appreciate it.
We'll take a break. Of course, three games down, plenty more to go, including Ravens Chargers. We'll preview it coming up right here on Purple Passion.
No.
I'm going to vote you out.
No. I'll give you a little bit of stuffing.
Yeah.